Stab that beer, Matt. On Hit 105.
Oh, g'day.
Hello.
Welcome to the bloody podcast.
Yeah. Two guys blacking it up.
Yeah.
Talking about footy and stuff.
Footy. Yeah. Balls, footy.
Yeah.
Footy. By the way, I want to discuss football quickly. Abby's not in the podcast at the moment. She's had to take off. She had an appointment to get to. But she is on today's show, so if we're boring at the moment, stick around. She will pop up in a second. The Rugby League over the weekend. The international series is on at the
right,
moment.
Yes, the Aussies and the Kiwis.
Yes, so the Kiwis beat us by 2.
Yeah.
And they hadn't beat us in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was. We finally lost to the Kiwis, so we'll give them that. We lost 24-26,
yes.
But that's the male game. The women, the Gillaroos,
yep.
Beat the Kiwis, the Ferns, 24-26 as well.
Yeah, right.
Same score, but opposite.
Isn't that?
Teams winning.
Yeah, that's a statistic anomaly.
And I'm going to say something that will annoy some people and elate some people.
It's generally what you do.
The women's rugby league games are better than the men's.
Yeah, why? I know they play with more passion.
Well, I think when you watch the game, and someone will probably get offended by this, I think the men's games, because they've been playing together for so long, a lot of the guys, they're very slick and they're very fast.
Yeah.
And when you watch the women play, it's like watching the old Wally Lewis games, you know, back in the 80s and stuff like that. They, because they don't train together as much, it's just tougher and just more brute. Like,
right.
There's more hard running up the middle.
Yep.
There's not all the tries don't get scored out on the wing. They try different stuff where they're scoring up the center.
What are their scrums like? Proper scrums or still the same, not that barely went in kind of deal?
I can't remember, if I'm honest with you.
Because that annoys me.
I can't remember if they're packing scrums or not.
You know, back in the day, there was a small sliver of a chance of it against the feet. You know, you could be like, need one more try. There's 10 seconds on the clock. It's a scrum. You could go against the feet. That's never going to happen these days.
Yeah. No, I can't even remember if they were packing scrums.
Yeah.
Maybe they're so good, the women, they're not dropping as many balls as the boys are.
Maybe.
But if you watch the women's rugby league, even the, like just the normal club games.
Yeah.
Which the Broncos won this year.
Yeah.
The girls are just running straight.
Yeah.
They're taking the ball and they are running. There's not no trying to step or be tricky. They are just brutally.
It's the same with the AFL. The AFL is definitely a bit more physical than the male one.
Yeah. So it's really enjoyable. I implore anyone who's a rugby league fan to make sure that they get into the women's league next year. It's really good.
Cool.
All right. There's the footy chat done and dusted. On to the podcast.
Are you ready?
This is Stav.
Hey.
Abby.
Good morning, everyone.
And Matt.
Oh, hello there. Morning.
Milton, Brisbane, for Brisbane.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
You glorious, beautiful, sexy beast.
You wet Monday, you.
Yeah,
wet,
always.
Wet.
You've been wet for a while now, actually.
Yes.
Brisbane.
Yeah. All overnight, that was a lot of rain. But did everyone sit there and just go, it's good for the farmers?
But you don't know if
farmers
they're
getting it.
Yeah.
You don't think they are?
Apparently
well,
not.
Well, King
everyone,
Roy,
collect a bucket and go for a drive up there.
Poor King Roy, the farmers there, been through all the drought.
Yeah.
They finally get rain and a huge hailstorm.
Oh, I know.
Which wipes out
their crops.
Crops the poor thing.
God.
So,
Queensland.
I know. You need to pull your head in Queensland.
Mother Nature.
You beautiful
it
thing.
Is Mother Nature, and I'll be honest, Mother Nature can be a bit of a bitch.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
She
a cold-hearted bitch.
Yes. She I mean, let's whisper when we say that, because you don't want to
well, that's
annoy her
by lightning.
More.
When she decides, she would, wouldn't she?
What?
She would. She'd just send them down. She'd
oh,
get you.
Oh, she decides everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Even the songs we're going to play today? Did you buy us Nickelback tickets yet?
What? Are you still on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You promised us Nickelback tickets, and you said you didn't buy them. I was nearly going to buy some on the weekend.
No, don't do that.
And I sent out a calendar reminder as well, because we have a big night. It's a big night together, and you didn't accept it.
No, I didn't accept it.
You're not going to come?
I still might. I don't know.
Well, we don't have tickets.
I told a few people my plan to go, and I got pretty abused.
Oh, amongst your geeky group? Don't worry about it.
They almost took away my sonic screwdriver.
No way!
What's that?
I think it's some Doctor Who thing. I don't know. I just laugh.
Oh.
heard it once before. Sonic Scooter. Something Doctor Who, like you go to a different galaxy, a different time zone.
With a screwdriver?
I don't know.
Sonic Screwdriver can open any door in the world.
Yeah, I know.
As long as it's mechanics and metal.
Why would you not just get a lock? So it's a lock pick.
No, it's a sonic screwdriver. So it's a whole pick. Lot of other things as well.
Is there a call-out fee every time you use it?
I've got one at home that changes the television.
So it changes television stations and unlocks any door.
Yeah, it does a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically, what it does is speed up the plot.
Who paid you out about going to Nickelback?
Huh?
Who? I want a name.
Pretty much everyone.
I want a name.
Chad Kroger. He called me. He said, it's probably not a good idea.
Nah, he wouldn't have. He would have said, let's keep this rock and roll train moving, Stav.
I wanted to get online, you know this, at 9 o'clock when they went on sale, and you guys booked a whole bunch of interviews, and I couldn't do it.
And what's happened since 9 o'clock then till 6:03 now?
The website's crap.
Anyway, you have to get the tickets. You promised. I'm not paying. You've already promised. And if they sell out...
Yeah, they sold out a long time ago.
What? You can't come to Nickelback with that attitude.
Well, no, remember, I was going to be converted. So up until I see them live, I can still diss on them.
Fine.
And then after the concert, I'll be like, they were really good, guys. I really see your point.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
So we've been living on the edge for the first part of the show this morning. We ain't in delay, I just found out, which means if you come on the air, you can say anything you want. So I'm going to press a little button
right now.
No. Yeah, I'm not saying hey.
I thought you were just...
come on and ruin our careers if you would like to. I'm going to fire a little button right now, and then that will put us into delay. So if you are naughty, I can duck you. You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, and 1.
Stav,
hey.
Abby.
Morning, everyone.
And Matt.
Morning.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hit 105.
Jamie Lee Curtis returns to her iconic role in Halloween in cinemas October 25.
He's waited for this night. I've waited for him.
Stav, Abby and Matt, spooky dooky doo.
We are now protected. This is your shot to be off to Sydney walking the red carpet with Jamie Lee Curtis in her iconic role. She returns to it Halloween in cinemas October 25. All you got to do is tell us if this spooky story is real or fake.
Felicity in Haddonvale, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. Are you ready to be spooked?
Yes.
You're going to hear this story. You're going to get, like, goosebumps.
Yeah. And then you have to tell us if you think it's a real story or a fake story, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. A girl in a pretty white dress. Can we get the music changed?
Music,
yeah. Oh, God. Can't, mate. Patience.
What are you doing over there?
I started the story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Set the mood.
Here we go, Felicity.
Come on, mate. That's a mood killer. No one wants to...
No, go. All right.
A girl in a...
I'll stop now, sorry.
A radio host got murdered live on air.
That's a real one!
Okay, here we go. A girl in a pretty white dress and embroidered sweater flags down an old man for a ride. He gives her a ride to her great-grandmother's house. He drops her off at the grandma's house and he goes home. The following day, he realizes her sweater is still in his car. He swings by the grandmother's house to drop off the sweater and explain why he's there. The grandma replies, "I'm sorry, sir. I think you have the wrong address. My great-granddaughter died many, many years ago, wearing her favourite white dress after a night out dancing."
Da, da, da.
That's creepy. An old guy picks up a little girl and drops off at grandma's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was dressed as a wolf.
What do you reckon? Is it a true story or is it a fake story?
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake? Any reason why you think my amazing story is made up?
Because stranger danger.
Right? Danger.
You are correct. It is a fake story. Well done.
Tickets to check out Halloween and possibly walk in the red carpet in Sydney.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Yeah, loving this dude. He's Australian as well. Rule is in the studio with us. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
We were listening to your hit Younger, and it is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And
I think you could improve in some areas on it.
But you are such a liar. But it was one of those moments where we have, like, just a reality check, because we're like, how old is he? And I was like, no, he's like 18, 19. But in true fact, how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. feel like I've really unachieved in my life. But your sound and, I guess, the writing and stuff like that, you must get a lot of people presuming that you are older.
Yes, yeah. I don't feel 15 myself. Like, I've just been working and, you know, hanging out with 30-year-olds for the past 3 years, really, which is like, I'm totally cool with. I mean, I don't really miss it, you know, just being with people my age. So, yeah, I don't really feel 15, but, yeah, it is pretty weird to think that I'm still a teenager.
Do you have to still do school, or the music's going well enough that they've let you off the hook now?
Nah, school's still there. It's always going to be there.
What a punish.
Not always.
So you only do stuff like this during school holidays?
Yeah, it's fine right now. But yeah, I'm when I go back to Sydney, I still go back into my school, kind of slot right back into my classroom because I can do school.
So you go to an actual school, you're not doing homeschooling?
Yeah, so like obviously when I'm away, when school is happening, I can access my real school online as well. And I've got a tutor on the road with me who kind of like helps me through everything. So yeah, it's pretty great.
How annoying is it for school assembly? Like, let's be honest. They go, oh, hey, I know you're busy and all, but do you want to sing again?
I do get asked to sing at every, you know, most assemblies, but yeah, I just kind of
charge them
hard.
A fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speak to my manager now. Yeah.
You and I have something in common because a little birdie tells me that you are cranking and loving Spider-Man on the PS4.
Oh my God.
How sick is that
it
game?
It is so good.
I know, right?
I've since Friday, like I started playing on Friday, the day of like my show, and I played like 3 hours before, 4 hours afterwards. So I stopped playing at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I had like the whole day free that day. Literally played for about 9 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like 70% of the way through it and I've had it for about 2 days.
Do you know how exciting this is that we've now got a 15-year-old in who can understand Stav? Because he really hasn't had an opportunity to chat to him.
I just unlocked the suit that's a classic cartoon Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Sick. Yeah.
Nice.
So much fun.
I've got the black and yellow one.
Yeah. Right, that's
difference
good
is, Rule probably does all right with the girls.
Why do you hurt me?
I'm sorry, but it's just he laughed first.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously it's true.
Yeah. Stav collects Pez dispensers as well. Do you collect Pez dispensers?
I don't.
Well, we're gonna have some things in common.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sean Mendes has been on social media as well, bigging you up.
Yeah, he's a G. Yeah, I met him in Japan. We were playing the same festival together and yeah, he was really cool. Yeah, he was like very complimentary, very nice, and yeah, we got along very well. He's a good guy.
Even Elton John like puts you on his podcast. Do you get the heads up that he's going to do that?
Actually, I got a text from my manager like 10 minutes after it happened, like with the audio.
Because he talks about new music and who you should be listening
to. Yeah, he talks about like all new music. And he talked about me and like played my song Don't Tell Me on it, and I'd freaked out.
After
so
you Googled
hard.
Who Elton John was, I imagine, you went, wow.
Shut up. I know who Elton John is. Come on. I'm not a millennial.
Fair play.
A couple of weeks later, he wanted to meet me in Sydney. So I got to meet him with another band called Winston Surf Show, who were amazing. Yeah, it was just really cool. Like, he was very funny, very generous. We just talked about new music for a couple hours and gave me some, like, great advice. And, yeah, it was cool.
We just realized, because we're so excited that you can do a cover for us, and you weren't even born when Britney Spears' song came out.
No, not at all.
It's a classic.
God.
It is a classic. Yeah. Yeah, I know the song. Everyone knows the song. But
yeah, you're not a millennial.
Yeah, I'm not a millennial.
The song you are going to do a cover of course, is the classic.
Can't help it.
I still believe.
And you have dressed up exactly the same as her in the film clip as well, which is fantastic. It's
replica. Right.
Britney Rule, it's going to be great. Your EP, Ready, it features your new single, Younger. Buddy, I'm sure we're going to be talking to you a whole lot more over the next couple of years. So great to have you in the studio. You. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, here it is, your cover of Britney Spears right now at Hit 105.
Baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I should have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know right now, because my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I pray is you. Oh, girl, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do. That's not the way I planned it. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now, because my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Baby, baby, yeah. Oh, baby, baby, yeah. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Doing a cover there of Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We had an interview with Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger, this week because he's got a new book out, and I'm a little bit disappointed. He's decided not to do any interviews.
He's gone underground, much like a real Honey Badger.
Hey.
I knew he was going to cancel.
I know.
I wasn't getting excited for
it. Yeah, I know. I can understand
he's
it, though.
He's got to do the Kokoda Trail again. Just
to go back
left
and
his
do
watch.
It. No, I really do feel sorry for him, especially after the ending of it, the outrage from it. And you're kind of like, what were people expecting? But I think they wanted people to find love.
Yeah.
And he was on the project last night and he explained it. Well, what was his options, really? This was it.
I can pick one of the girls, or I can just be honest and save down the track when one of those girls gets brought through. She'd be sitting here now. People are asking, oh, are you in love? And it's like, I don't want to lie. I don't want to put her through all that crap. And then all of a sudden, I have to break her heart and imagine the tabloids then. You see my mind, I'm split on the day before finale. It's you're a jerk or you're an absolute jerk.
Sophie Monk did it, didn't she?
Yeah, she pretended you know, like, for a few months.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe she did feel it. But as soon as she came out, she had to go through that. And he did say that it's just been so hard dealing with the outcome of it. And he doesn't think that he's ever been so low, especially even when he was filming The Bachelor, how he felt not being able to decide.
Right.
I've never been in a mental space as low as I have been on that show, especially towards the end of it. With career-ending injuries that you get told that you're done. I was in a wheelchair for a few months, and I've been another injury, you know, you crawl on the ground to get some food out of the fridge. All that stuff doesn't compare to what you actually have to go through in here on something like that.
Wow.
Yes. Lisa Wilkinson, give him an apology.
Yeah, she went in, didn't she, the first interview?
Yeah, I know, she did. It was a little bit too hard. It was like, it's your program.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys are the ones that edited it.
Last night, she didn't say sorry?
No, I didn't see. How it ends up. Do you know they've got the same manager?
Lisa and Honey Badger.
Yeah. So apparently the manager was like, hey, what was that?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she'll be the next Bachelorette?
Their manager, by the way, is the
details.
Their manager is Ben Fordham's brother.
Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Who also used to manage Sophie Monk.
So he's like the bachelor.
Like if you want to get on that show, you go and get going to see him.
Hey, this is pretty exciting. Listen up, Eurovision. I love it. I always watch it every year. It's on the SBS. And Eurovision for 2019.
Yeah.
Australia, you can enter. Yes, it is open to Queenslanders, to everyone, actually. I say that because it's going to be on the Gold Coast on the 8th and 9th next February,
right.
And you can decide it. And they are asking for people to submit it. You can go to the SBS Eurovision and also songwriters. And we know a good songwriter that we're going to enter, don't we, Manny?
That's why I'm on my knees begging you.
All right.
Come back.
Get
fireworks, confetti.
Yes. What does it mean to Australia, this song? Well, it's very complex. There's multi layers to it. That is Stav Davidson's song, so we're going to get behind you. We should enter it as part of you. Do you want to sing it as well? Or
I'm not letting anyone else destroy my art.
All right, let's enter you.
Save that exclusively for yourself.
Well, you were behind me for a record 10 and a half seconds.
For more on The Scoopler, you can go online at scoopler.com.au.
You don't need any longer, buddy. With loads of big ticket inclusions, Hallmark Homes' new Vogue series is their best value range ever. HallmarkHomes.com.au.
Things you can say would say in bed.
Every Monday we play this game and we love it. 131060 is our number. What can you say in the bedroom and you can also say during a Queensland wet weather event that would make complete sense?
Ooh. A bit of hail damage there.
Was that thunder?
Yeah, I would not recommend saying about the hail damage.
Yeah, not hail damage.
No, not that.
We are getting hammered.
Oh, hammered good?
Yeah.
The Southeast District is copping a pounding.
Okay, you're so sexy in the bedroom. Well, 131060, it makes perfect sense in both scenarios, yes. In a storm and in the bedroom.
It's not filthy, it's just that you've got a dirty mind that puts it together like that.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Things you can say
would say in bed.
And during a weather event here in Queensland, we're getting a lot of rain at the moment. It's actually not filthy, this thing, though. It's just your dirty mind puts two and two together.
Yes. We've got Josh from Logan Reserve. What can you say in a storm and in the bedroom?
Has anyone got any batteries, mate?
Yep.
Yeah, come on, Josh.
You didn't have to say mate at the end, but yeah.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends. Sorry. I just don't like it when someone calls me
mate
in that scenario, but you might have been talking to your mate, so
that makes Esther just come alive.
Does it?
Yeah. She says, cheers, buddy, back.
Maud in Logan, what can you say in the bedroom and also during a Queensland storm?
She's a wet one.
Mm. Yeah, she is.
She's a wet one.
Yeah. Maud.
131060. We play this game every Monday. What do you say during a storm here in Queensland and in the bedroom?
Christian in Collingwood Park, what can you say?
It's so slippery.
Yes, it is.
Do you want it to be? Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No one has suggested yet that we should have raincoats.
Ah.
Or we need a raincoat right now.
Raincoat's good.
They've got them at 7-Eleven.
No raincoat on, then it's not on.
If the raincoat ain't on, it ain't
saying,
on.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael in Mitchelton, what can you say? Bedroom and in a storm.
Yeah, geez, that took a pounding.
Yes.
A pounding.
King of Roy took a real pounding.
Is there no
weekend.
Females that have gone through a storm?
Are they all men today?
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. Join us. What can you say in the bedroom and during a storm? Both make sense. It's just your dirty mind.
Mm.
Nick and Strathpine.
Has anyone got protection?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I secured my trampoline.
I never understood those mini trampolines. You know, you go to your friend's house and their mum's got a little trampoline in the lounge room.
My mum used to have one. Yeah. And I'm like, wouldn't it be better just to jump up and down without the trampoline?
Well, maybe they weren't for the aerobics like they told us.
Mark,
maybe it was for during a storm.
What could you say in a bedroom and during a storm?
Mark.
You.
Hi.
Yeah, come on. What can you say?
I told you get 8 inches.
Go on, Mark. Of rain.
Oh, of rain. I was trying to work out how we could use that in a storm. I got it.
That's how, yeah, it's in the gauge. Yes.
Yeah.
I got checking it. The gauge.
Yes.
Yeah. Jen, we have a woman. Lovely. Hi.
Hi. Hey, this is making me really sleepy.
Yeah. Sorry, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice work, everyone. Well
Thank
played.
You.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
At your house? I don't know. Broken window or something.
We dip out around this time each morning. What we do is we just give up. We go, hey, can you help us fill this break?
Not exactly given up. Or there is a very funny video that's going around, and I say funny because the baby is okay, but there is a baby that rolls down a hill at a rugby match, and it's gone viral because they're just like, they're having a picnic sort of style.
Yeah, on the hill.
The baby starts rolling, and it looks like it's fun if it wasn't for the baby's age.
I love the fact that the head's so big that it actually makes him turn in a semicircle.
Why it's gone viral is the dads are standing there drinking beers, the mum's chasing the baby down the hill, and you can just see the look on the dad like, nah, she'll get him.
She'll be right.
And then they all laugh, and I bet you that's where the video cuts out after that. He cops a tongue lashing, I bet you, from her.
Well, why am I looking after the baby then? Why are you just having a beer?
You're just standing there getting pissed by her. 13, 10, 60.
I would just character assassinated that poor girl.
And the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, two for one deal. 13, 10, 60, maybe, you know, like when you left the kids with dad, if you got a good story there. Because dad's always more lax than mum every single time. Mm. We'll get you on next.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Oh, yeah. You can ask us anything. I know that's in the opener, but we always forget that. Any question you might have, 13, 10, 60. But it's first calls. Anything you want to discuss, the show is yours. Stacey in Caboolture, what do you want to talk about?
Hi. So I'm just cleaning up about the baby that was rolling down the hill the other day on Facebook.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, my husband accidentally left me a voicemail on my phone. He had my son for the day and my son was upset about something and I could hear him in the car crying and my husband says...
I think he's your husband's son as well. He's not exclusively yours.
Yeah. Well, I heard my son crying in the background and all I hear is, do you want to go back home to mum? And I hear no. And then he says, well, stop your crying.
And did he stop?
Yeah, he stopped.
Well, there you go.
He didn't have to come back home to me.
Stacey, I recorded this little cute video over the weekend, and I thought it was really cute, but in the background you hear my husband going, you're a douchehead! You're a douchehead! And he's talking to our other son. I'm like, what sort of parenting is that? And he goes, well, he was being a douche.
A father of the year.
Just,
Sounds like a stiff competition.
Stacey, you've never given your child the finger behind their back?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's the best feeling.
Behind their back, though.
Yeah, when they're turned around.
Oh, it's awkward just... when they're in a mirror. Michelle in Bracken Ridge, what do you want to discuss?
I'm getting very excited. My husband's been home 3.5 weeks since the 28th of January, and he gets home in 2 more Saturdays.
Oh.
How long's he been away for now?
7 months.
Right. Oh, wow. What does he do?
He's federal police.
Oh, has he been undercover?
He's been home 3.5 weeks since the 28th of January.
Wow.
Oh, Michelle, that's exciting. Do you get to FaceTime every night?
But the problem is where he is, they only have 2G network.
Right.
So he's in Australia, is he?
So it's really quite hard. We keep in family with FaceTime.
Yeah. And home for good, Michelle, or is it just for a little?
No, he leaves again the 2nd of Feb.
Hon, we'll enjoy the time of having him home, especially over Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's put in leave to get Christmas. I just like, 2 more Saturdays, come on.
When he gets back, you have to film him arriving because there's nothing Maddie likes more than watching returned servicemen or people that have been away for a long time returning back to work.
So film to a certain point, but then stop, Michelle.
Obviously.
Yeah. No, keep going.
I can't wait, and the kids are so excited.
You're kicking the kids out at some point over the weekend, though, aren't you? To Nanny's house?
I wish. I got a friend that's going to babysit overnight, though. But, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry up and get home.
Have a great weekend. Well, you don't realise sometimes how lucky you are to see your partner every day. There's a lot of people who don't get to.
That's true.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, we are going to play tomorrow. It'll be the 16th of October, a Tuesday. It's our 100K week, 7 a.m, 8 a.m. There's $10,000 up for grabs.
Yes, and as always, we give you the letters so you can practice. The 7 o'clock letter is H for Hamish, and the 8 o'clock letter is L for...
That doesn't start with L.
L for Landy.
Landy, is that a name?
Hamish and Landy.
Oh, okay. Where should we landy this plane? The airport?
Nah. Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Abortion is still on the criminal code in Queensland.
The question of abortion in Australia is hugely emotive.
Queensland Labor government will introduce a bill to decriminalise abortion in the state.
Hey, this is a, it's still a taboo topic, and yesterday I was driving through the city and they had a pro-abortion campaign that they were doing just out the front of the Treasury Hotel, which is
like
the same...
a rally.
Yeah, which is a rally, which is the same place that we went when we celebrated same-sex marriage becoming legalised.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is it's such a difficult one and it is such a personal one, and if I was going to say from my belief, I kind of go, I don't know how we can make a decision on what is often a women's choice, I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of points where we can't make a judgment on it because there's a lot of different scenarios why a woman might choose an abortion. And just with my group of friends, I look at how many lives would have changed if they had gone through with the pregnancy for whatever reason. And
it's also funny in the fact that if a woman decides to terminate, can a male then say, well, no, I want to keep the baby. Can you have the baby? Like, there's so many questions that would go with that process.
Yeah, but there are, you'll see a lot of the campaigns going around at the moment, which will be pro-life.
Yeah.
And it's, and even they're sending out in mailboxes as well, which I find quite traumatic, some of the images that they are sending out. But there's so many reasons why a woman might choose to abort. It might be a financial situation, it might be an age situation, there also might be a child, which I guess people don't think about, that would proceed after a rape or a domestic violence situation.
Well, they are looking to change the laws here in Queensland because at the moment it's considered illegal, and to help us out with that, we've got Nick Dorr from Fisher Dorr Lawyers on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us, as it stands right now, what is the law when it comes to abortion in Queensland?
Well, look, essentially, it is illegal. It's under the criminal code. As I understand it, there's been some recommendations made by the Queensland Law Reform Commission to try to amend that moving forward. As indicated before by you both, I mean, there are a lot of issues, both moral and legal, that come around this sort of issue, particularly in relation to pro-choice and rights. But from a criminal law perspective, you've also got to remember, too, that if someone kills a person, that person is pregnant. At the moment, there is a charge that can be associated to that child. So there's also the complication in relation to that moving forward too, as to at what stage is the child inside actually deemed to be a person for that purpose.
Yeah, okay.
Right, because the law as it sits, that I guess that they are wanting to change, may be able to make it legal up to 22 weeks.
22 weeks, that's right. That's right. Exactly it. That's my understanding. That's the 22-week gestation period, yes.
So that's around 6 months.
I've never been real flash at math.
Laws, you think?
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Which are then... For me, because I will openly say right now, I believe women should be given the choice. You know, if you don't know everyone's circumstance or what's going on early on, and I will say also, I am a Christian.
Yes.
Regularly go to church, so, and I still believe that. But I would then say, I think 22 weeks
is too...
seems too long to allow it.
Well, there are, I mean, if you look through statistics, even though it is criminalised at the moment, if you look through statistics, there hasn't been many late-term abortions that have gone through. And they are even talking about allowing it for abnormalities.
Right.
That's right. And that's one of the issues, obviously, which is probably more moral than it is legal, is in relation to a lot of tests aren't performed in relation to the child until... the 20 to 22 week sort of mark, where certain genetic issues can be only identified around that stage.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
So when are they actually sitting to decide this?
My understanding was it's supposed to be towards the end of this month.
Yeah.
you know, who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it's a taboo topic.
It is.
It's hard to talk about for a lot of people, and it's also one of those things where, unfortunately, there is no right or wrong answer.
No.
Because as we've discussed, everyone's situation is absolutely different, and I don't think you can have a blanket law for everybody.
It's hard because we live in a community, and I know that a lot of people are passionate about what other people do. But when you do live in a community, there's some things that you do need to tolerate that you don't have an understanding from it. You don't have the background. You don't have the emotional memory of what that person had to go through for that.
Of course.
To proceed. But, so 13 10 60 is our number.
We're going to open the phones on this one, and this is not going to be a yelling argument between anyone. This is just going to be open thoughts here on this situation. Thank you to you, Nick, from Fisher Dawr Lawyers, for coming on and helping us out there.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Abortion is still on the criminal code in Queensland.
The question of abortion in Australia is hugely emotive.
Queensland Labor government will introduce a bill to decriminalise abortion in the state.
Yeah, they're looking at changing the Queensland law as it sits. I don't think many people realise that it is still criminalised at this point. And it's a hard topic to discuss because nobody would want to go through one.
No, that's true.
You know, regardless of your views on it, I don't think any woman would want to. And we just want to know on 13, 10, 60, what are your views on it? Because it is quite mixed, even up on the loud
billboards. Yeah, it's 44% no and 55% yes, which is very close. So it's... yeah, almost 50-50.
Yeah, lowd.com.au to join their poll. Alira from Jimboomba, what are your thoughts?
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
That's good. Well, my personal views on it is if the child's, you know, 6 months inside the womb, she's moving around and everything like that, I just personally think that it's way too old to have an abortion. Uh-huh. My personal views would be 3 months, you know, under certain circumstances, if it's the girl was raped or whatnot, but just my personal views, I definitely wouldn't have an abortion at 6 months.
So what about at 3 months if they just, it was an unplanned pregnancy and the woman thought, I can't, I don't feel like I can look after this child?
Well, if she feels like she shouldn't, like, isn't able to look after the child, then that's her choice at 3 months. I think that's, because I've had friends, you know, that have had abortions because of that reason.
Yeah.
You know, some of them were happy that it happened. Some of them regretted it a lot. So it just depends if they're, you know, in the good mind, strong game about, like, being okay with having an abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you it's hard because we're saying 22 weeks is, 5.5 months.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Kate from Annerley, you're on the air with us. What do you think?
I just think that no one, like no woman would want to put themselves through that much stress unless it was absolutely necessary. Like there's no way they want to put themselves under that much emotional and physical, like, you know, terror for absolutely no reason. Yeah. So I'm completely pro-choice. Like while I'm not necessarily agreeing with 6 months and like myself, if I was in that circumstance, I probably wouldn't proceed with it, but I think it's absolutely up to their choice and we shouldn't be making decisions so we don't know their circumstances, we don't know who they are, we don't know, you know, everything about them, so we can't really make a decision for them.
And with the 22 weeks one, I think it's important to say that the doctors would need to consult with a second practitioner to decide if a 22 week one should go ahead, so they're taking that seriously as well, which is good. We've got Anonymous on the phone. Anonymous, what do you think about this?
I personally think that 22 weeks is too long. Yes, I understand there are circumstances, as I've been through one myself, but 22 weeks is a little bit too long to wait to decide.
You're saying if it was just a matter of we don't want the baby, you think that's too long?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess it's hard, and it's hard for a lot of people that are listening and stuff like that when you can sometimes feel the baby kick.
Yeah.
At 22 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Anonymous. It sounds like it's a tough thing for you to talk about, so we appreciate you calling us.
We've got Star from Murrumba Downs. What's your thoughts on it?
Hey, guys. Hey. I have to say, personally, in my heart, I'm against abortion because I don't think I could ever follow through with it. But I do understand, like, it is circumstantial. There is people that, you know, for some reason or the other, may have to follow through with abortion. So I understand that it's circumstantial. But for me, I think, like, being a mother of four children, 22 weeks is way too far along to be terminating a pregnancy. That's, you know, that's already a child.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe first trimester, I mean, 12 weeks is a lot of time to make a decision whether or not you want to go through with it. But anything over that, I think it's too much.
Yeah. I do think that late terminations are quite uncommon.
Yeah.
They're saying it, and very rare in comparison. Yeah. I think that's just because a lot of people can't get their head around that. But yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
I think this is going to be one of those things, no matter what the outcome is where, with the law change, there's always going to be argument around it.
Yes.
And the one thing to do is just give care to the people involved, because as we've said a million times, you don't know the circumstance. And the protesters, we had a caller who we didn't get on, who said she dropped her friend off to have one, and protesters were there. I understand your religious beliefs and the things behind it, and yes, they do make sense, but you don't know the trauma that that person has been through or is currently in the middle of when they are at that point in their life. So I think you've just got to really remember that. Thank you to everyone who called this morning.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Scoopla.
Look, I can't believe this. Next February, we're celebrating that as a team. We're going to Nickelback.
Yeah, we are, baby.
Maybe, because Stav was going to buy tickets and then he didn't end up buying them. But maybe he'll say that he'll buy us tickets to this one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eminem. He's heading back to Brisbane with the Rapture Tour, which I saw last time they were here. They're at Suncorp Stadium. They did submit it and say, look, we want to be at Suncorp Stadium again. And they went, we're busy. Sorry about that. So it looks like they're going to be at the Queensland Sport and Athletics Centre.
Oh.
Yeah.
ANZ. The old ANZ Stadium.
So he's going to be here on February the 20th, and Brisbane's going to be the first one as well. He's amazing in concert.
I saw him when he's here with Kendrick Lamar.
The ANZ Stadium?
Yes. When the lights are all turned on, I'm up on a big hill. I can see it off in the distance.
Can you hear it, though? Because that's the main...
Going to find out when Eminem's here.
Yes. Yeah, where the wind blows properly.
Going to buy tickets, Uncle Stav?
Let me work on Nickelback first.
Okay, cool.
All sold out. Eminem it is. Great. Nickelback out, Eminem.
God, we've got a busy February, haven't we?
We do.
But talking about The Bachelor, Nick Cummins, we were excited. We had an interview with him. He has decided that he's not going to do interviews for his book because he's finding it pretty tough. The media and all the public reaction after he went on The Bachelor and didn't choose anyone. He was on the project last night. It was a pre-recorded segment that they did with him. And he was talking about what was his options?
I can pick one of the girls or... I can just be honest and save down the track when one of those girls gets brought through. She'd be sitting here now. People are asking, oh, are you in love? And it's like, I don't want to lie. I don't want to put her through all that crap. And then all of a sudden, I have to break her heart and imagine the tabloids then. You see my mind, I'm split on the day before finale. It's you're a jerk or you're an absolute jerk.
There are a lot of people that went off on social media about how disgusted they were that he was like, well, you don't go on the show unless your timeline is right. And I just want to know, if anyone complained, what would be the ending that you would have preferred?
Him to
13, 10, 60 is our number. What should have he done?
Should he have said yes anyway and not been in love with them? Is that what you mean? Or should he have, you know, like just gone with someone and then break up with them 6 months later? Or
In New Zealand, a guy did that. So apparently he chose someone. And then during the interviews, which happened 6 months later, he broke up during that. But this with them.
But don't girls always say, just be honest with me. Like at the start, they go, he dilled me for 3 months. He took 3 months of my life. If he had just been honest at the front.
Do you not hear that? Just be honest with us and tell us exactly what
we
want to
hear. He also had the problem of
be honest with us and feel how I want you to feel.
Honestly, do what I want you to do. That's the honest part.
No, I think people do want him to be honest. It's just unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people watching, it's been the highest rating. A lot of people got invested with it.
Yeah. And during the show, he can't be as honest as he wants to be either because he's got to film the show. Well, Channel 10 wouldn't
let him. Yeah. Hey, look, I know we're on a one-on-one date, but you're getting the axe tonight. The producers just thought they'd give you a bit of screen time so people knew who you were when we got rid of you later.
Oh, thanks for being so honest with me.
No worries, darling.
Hey, Bachelor in Paradise, you're not going to go on unless I keep you to the end. You want to do it? You've seen the Instagram followers? They're going up.
Well, 13, 10, 60, as a single person, what would you prefer? That someone just goes to you straight away, nah, this is never going to go anywhere. Or would you prefer that they just linger around a little while and then go, nah, 3 months down the track?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The fearless honey badger, Nick Cummins. Geez, they must be short of good-looking roosters this year.
I want to do a video of, like, leave Nick alone. You know, the same way that that guy did for Britney Spears.
All right. Yeah. Well, here, we've got cameras in here. Scotty, flick on the Abby cam. Go.
I don't feel it 100%.
Go.
Leave Nick alone. Nick Cummins deserves better.
There you go. Your video's done. We'll get that on Instagram for you now.
I do. I love him. And I think it's been harsh at the end of The Bachelor because people were so outraged by it. And he's come out and said, well, what should have he done? Should have he chose someone and then 4 months down the line say, look, we're broken up?
Yeah.
So we want to know, if you were one of those people that were upset by it, what would have you preferred?
Boyd and Manly, what do you think he should have done?
Mate, I think his decision was the correct one.
Yeah.
He needs to be commended for his honesty.
Yeah.
And just up the badge.
Up the badge.
Big fan.
Badge for PNs.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole show there, Boyd?
Yeah, mate. Every minute, every week.
Yeah, right.
I'm just a big fan of the Batch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Who isn't a big fan of the Batch?
Two girls, especially, I think.
The last two.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, look, you're a player if you go, nah, I'm not keen, and then you're a jerk if you let it linger for 3 months,
yeah,
and then drop them.
Well, that's what he said.
Is it? Could it be a thing that the producers chose 25 women that he wasn't interested in?
No, it is 100% a real show about finding love. Didn't you listen to Osher for that whole year he was here?
No.
Hey, Ben, in Stafford Heights. Mate, what do you reckon? What's best to do in the early stages? Just go, nah, there's no way this is going to work, or give it a few months and see what happens?
No, you've got to be upfront. Nobody wants to get let on shit. Not 3 months. Oh, my goodness.
I
think if you're going to, nobody walks down the street and says, oh, geez, that's a nice personality. You know, like, if you're not attracted to somebody straight up, I'd rather know at the beginning of the first date.
Yeah.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you rock up and they're like, oh, yeah, no, nah, sorry, you're not for me, I'd be like, sweet, I'll go and have a beer.
Imagine. So, Ben, your thing of The Bachelor would be so short because he'd rock up and go, nah, I didn't have, I mean, hug it in, but nah, I didn't choose anyone, so who's up for a beer?
Yeah, may as well rip it off quick and move on, because why waste your time with someone if there's no... at least a chance of a future.
Valuable drinking time being wasted, Ben.
You, Michael in Bodeza, what do you think? What should have he done?
Well, mate, I reckon he should have just been straight up front. You know, like, there's no beating around the bush. If you keep holding on, there's no point. You know what I mean?
But, Michael, I think about that. There's no way that he would have been able to in the show's format.
Yeah.
Like, even if he had, they would edit that out because they've got a set time of how long they need to be on the show for.
Yeah, well, you know, it's social media, you know. They like to publicise everything,
Yeah, okay.
What this has really shown me is that this season of The Bachelor really appealed to a different demographic.
Yeah.
Because you know that he did. He was more popular with a lot of guys. Yeah.
The Badge.
Yeah.
Christian, you were watching it with your missus, weren't you?
Yeah, certainly was.
Yeah, really, after football group of guys. But anyway, what do you think he should have done?
I think he did the right thing. There's no point. If he led someone on, he would have got reamed through the media later on anyway. So what he's topping now is nothing to what he would have got later if he just lied about it.
Yeah.
Let's remember it. Blake.
Yeah, Blake did the...
Blake did that. You know, he chose someone, then changed his mind.
Then he changed his mind again.
Then I think he... Yeah, and then he did an exit interview. Yeah. Remember? He did an interview with Women's Day, looking out, and there was a breakup photo
skipping
shoot.
Skipping stones across a lake and...
Yeah, I do remember Balak, eh? It was a long time ago, though. Thank you, Christian. Appreciate your honesty there, mate.
So that was 100%.
Everyone's saying, you know
well
what?
Well done.
If you go on a Tinder date and you sit down before the butt touches the chair, if you know, just go, I'm heading off.
You look different in your photo. Yeah, you too do. Yeah. All right, we're going.
Bye. See ya.
See ya.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I feel guilty because I read this. I did clickbait.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it and I read it. So now I feel quite guilty.
So you bring it to us to share in the guilt.
Share the guilt. I think you guys might have read it as well. There was a headline that came through saying that a cafe, they had a review done and that their peas were compared to a 98-year-old's skin. That was like one of the comments.
Yeah, right.
Is this here in Brisbane, a restaurant in Brisbane?
Yes. Yeah. So it's a new one that's open. Can I say the name of it?
Yeah. It depends if you want to be associated with the bad review.
This is the whole thing. So they got a review of their cafe done, and they think it was an unfair review.
Yeah.
And they have said about the writer of the Courier Mail, who's the taste writer, they're asking all different cafes to come on board to try and say that her comments are defamation,
right,
and not acceptable.
Right.
So she's tough on her reviews, this lady. Unless you get the perfect cooked steak, she shreds your business apart.
She uses humour with it.
Right.
Which can sometimes be more mean than not using humour.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
But so what do you think, though? If you get, like, if a restaurant was to get a bad review, are they allowed to sue for it?
Well, it depends if you've actually had a bad experience. Well, then it's not defamation.
But that's exactly the problem with it. It's so subjective that you can't really, you know, because it's all based on opinion. Someone can have the same meal and your opinion of the meal is vastly different to someone else's.
But if it was your truth and you ate it and you didn't like it,
yeah,
that's your truth. Yes. So it's not defamation.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we will sue anybody who ever says our radio show is not good.
Well, that's not true. We get that all the time. And we like those comments, especially you. You encourage them.
Yeah,
the legal system would be clogged back for years.
I never reply to the love, but I'll always reply to a hate mail every single time.
I think there's different too, because there was that thing going around a while ago where other businesses were getting people to post bad reviews on other businesses, which I think that's dodgy and unethical, and that shouldn't be allowed. But here's the thing.
I don't think we can live in a society that reviews things anymore.
I'm pretty sure we can't live in a society anymore.
But it's
true. I'm with Stat. Let's all give up on society.
We get so upset. And don't get me wrong, I get upset. Like, if I do anything on TV and it goes on Facebook and you get crucified for it, and I get upset. But imagine if I could sit down and go, well, I'm going to sue them.
Yeah.
Well, like, I couldn't, because I sometimes agree with what they're saying.
I quite often think...
Then you get out and give your lawyer a review. He was terrible. I had to pay $10,000.
I quite often think, though, like, how sad if someone's got enough time in their life to go and, like, rag you out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I always think, what's...
But that's her job.
She's a food critic.
A food critic.
Which must be one sad life. If your job title has the word critic in it...
You get free food.
Yeah.
I'd be a movie critic.
Does she ever do any positive ones, though? Or is it? Because it's so much easier in life to be negative than it is to be positive.
Well, some people are saying that the review, it wasn't even that bad. It was like room for improvement.
Right.
And they have it's a company that has the Paw Paw Cafe as well, which is great. And it wasn't that one.
Just say where it is. It's the Bloom Room Cafe. Bloom Room.
Which is a new one that they've opened.
I want to go and see these peas if they look like wrinkly old skin, though.
I thought the same.
That makes me go, like, I want to see these granny peas. Off it.
Granny peas. It's a new strain of pea, the granny pea.
Well, they have written back saying, just so you're aware, those peas are actually our number one on the menu.
Should
we go there?
Yeah, go and check it out.
Because what dish do you put the peas in is what I kept thinking.
There'll be lots of things. Maybe they do pie floaters, which you would be a fan of.
Yeah.
I do love, though, the old I'm going to sue you. That gets thrown around so much by people. You know, if someone says to you, I'm going to sue you, you can be pretty sure guaranteed they're actually not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually if you're going to sue someone, you want it to be a surprise.
Have you seen that?
That is so true, because so many people have warned me. Well, no, I've got...
Because imagine, I'm going to sue you. Cool, I'll go and get my lawyer and get on top of it so I'm ready to go.
That's a good point.
It won't work.
That's a very good point. How many... Yeah. Suing allegations
have
you had?
One that you're aware of that we're not going to bring up.
Why not?
Which one?
No.
Do I know about it?
No.
Which one?
That I said that someone was...
Oh, yeah.
I said that someone was too good-looking to be...
heterosexual.
Oh, yeah. See, that one, you can get sued
for. No, you can't.
Right?
You can't get sued for it.
Because there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Being gay is a great thing.
That's not a slur.
So you're saying
that
it's a defamation for it?
Is that what you're saying, Maddie?
So no, you can't.
I need to ring my lawyer. Give me a moment.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks. There is another $100,000 on the line this week. Alpha Bucks is playing 7 and 8 a.m. every single day. Let's give away $10,000 right now.
Hopefully going to Alana out there in the switch. Morning, Alana.
Oh, is that me?
I hope so. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
No, it's Moana.
Moana!
Oh,
I love that movie.
Hon.
Well, Moana. You're welcome, Moana.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know how this works. You're going to get a letter from Abby. Every answer has to start with that letter. You get $50 per letter answer you get correct. And if you get them all right, you get $10,000.
Okay. Yep.
All right, Moana, let's do this. Your letter this morning is W for win.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No, it makes it easier. There's less options.
Yeah.
All right. W for win.
Yep.
Name something spicy.
Worcestershire sauce.
Name a sporting competition.
Sporting competition. Wimbledon.
Name a direction.
West.
Name a country.
Wales.
Name an R&B artist.
Willie Smith.
Name something fictional.
Willy Wonka.
Name an Olympic sport.
Wrestling.
Name a musical.
Wizard of Oz.
Name something you hate to lose.
You were flying. You were flying. You did really well. You got eight right, which means you've got $400.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 400. You were amazing. It was just, you had to be a little bit quicker.
A little bit quicker.
Yes, I know. Oh, wow. Thank you
You're so welcome.
Oh, my God.
Something you hate to lose, you could have had wallet, but it's the only one you missed. They say Worcestershire sauce is not spicy. That's all depending on taste. It's got a little bit of a tang to it. I'm giving it to it.
Yeah, I'm with Stav there.
Our producers have written Worcestershire
it's
is not spicy.
It's not like soy sauce, and it's not thick.
It's not like soy sauce. Otherwise, we'd just use soy sauce.
I don't think you know what Worcestershire sauce is.
No. Worcestershire sauce, it's always in the fridge, and it stays there for ages.
They've written it's thick.
It's not thick.
No.
I'm gluten-free. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
So
these
go.
Are
it's
all
spicy.
Our producer notes.
Yeah, there we go.
It's good on melted cheese on toast.
You have a producer message.
That's what they do. They just keep sending them through.
But well done, $400.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Well done.
For a better way to buy or sell a car, southsideautoauctions.com.au is the place to go. Julia Morris, she is here, and we're going to hang out with her straight after this. It's Electricity, 14 past 8, Hit 105.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's Julia Morris.
Yeah, check her out. Blind Date premieres tonight, 7:30, Channel 10. Julia Morris, good morning.
Oh, how are you, kids?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Excited to see the show.
Look at you've made it. What have you got, a drink bottle with your name on it?
Look, I have a drink bottle with my name on it. Dan bought it for me because a friend of mine gave me a Love Island drink bottle.
Yeah.
And I was so pleased with it. And then I left it on a plane.
Oh, no.
And then Dan said, babe, I'll get you a drink bottle with your name on it. So it's become the biggest joke of our family because the name is so enormous and ridiculous. I'm just like, Dan, I can't take that out and about.
Well, you can. You leave it on a plane, it will come back to you now. So there you go.
Sticker off. Just get sticker
if that's
off.
The sign of making it, there's a whole heap of kids on the way to kindy right now going, Mum, I've made it.
And they're much more successful than I am. They've got the secret to life. They're only in kindy.
This is exciting. You know, I like a dating show, and Blind Dates, it's kind of like it's back because we used to have, like, you know, Perfect Match back in the day.
Abby, I'm the same. I like, someone said to me the other day, a journalist was like, you know what, there's 9 dating shows on the air at the moment. And I said to him, do you know what, I watch them all. Every single one of them. I can't get enough of the genre. And I guess the thing that sets us apart is that this is not Aussies that are all polished with the right thing to say. We've managed to find Australians that you don't see on television anymore. These are the guys that aren't launching their next website or, you know,
getting
launching
their Instagram
their
followers
exercise
up.
Exercise app.
Yeah.
They're just literally looking for a fun time and hopefully meet someone. So we've got people who are 18, we've got people who are 80, not in the same game. But
oh, that's a
shame.
Yeah,
across the board, we've got lots of people in their 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got single-sex couples, we've got girls looking for girls and guys looking for guys. It just feels like a much more honest snapshot of single dating life in Australia. So, and add to that that it's hilarious. It's going to be unreal fun.
Do you do? One of my favourite parts of the original was when you brought them back after they had the weekend on the Gold Coast. you got to see the follow-up to see if they actually got along. Are you going to do that?
The follow-up is also one of my favourite bits. Mm. There's two of my full-on favourite bits. One is when the old Slido wall slides back
best.
And they see each other. Yeah. And people have got such brain on face they can't hide it.
Yeah.
That's so good. And then when they come back to tell me about it, you can sort of tell what's happening when that, because we see the vision of their date.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Then they come back and we already kind of have heard whether they like each other or not. So to come back and hear them face to face, try and out-polite each other, oh, my God, it's so good. While I'm just gently poking them. It's really the best of times.
Speaking of dating shows on Channel 10, every staffer at 10 must be talking about the honey badger and what happened there.
Le badge. Can you imagine what the meetings were like?
Oh, what's it like?
Just would have been like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
What's happening in the corridors there? Have you heard? Because they really, like, I mean, the project also got stuck into him.
And well, see, everyone's got stuck into them. Like, you know, we have such hilarious expectations of our shows when we invest, you know, like we're owed something.
Yeah.
And I don't know Nick, you know, I know him from rugby world. I've never crossed paths with him. But I definitely, on the night, I was as shocked as everybody else. But when the show finished that night, Dan and I were sort of saying, like, how brave do you have to be to not follow the format?
Yeah.
He's not just going to pick some one of those. I mean, those two girls were, so many of those girls were glorious.
Yep.
He gets down to those final two glorious girls. But if it's not it, what was, like, what are you meant to do? Are you meant to just go, oh, I love this one. And then what? Do the weeks and weeks of publicity together while the girl's like, he's going to ask me to marry him any day now.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, you know what? You're not it.
Imagine if he said to both of them, yeah, it's you. And the next girl comes out and she's you.
Oh, there's a twist.
And then he goes, how about it?
Yeah.
And then everyone would have went, well, that's a curveball that we've not
totally. Hashtag Utah.
Give it to him.
Give it to him. Yeah, Sister Wives. It would have been amazing. Yeah.
I love that show.
Look, so I feel, I mean, I don't know whether you feel sorry for people in the media who have entered a show like that. I don't know what, I it's such a tricky time. And if I was those girls, I'd feel a bit ripped off. But I would feel more ripped off if someone had chosen me and given me the full spiel into my eyes, having waited all those weeks for it to be me, and then
you're
offloaded
right.
me a couple of weeks later. Yeah. It would have been much more heartbreaking.
No one would ever do that to you, though, Jules.
Dull. I'd have them killed.
That's why. That's exactly why.
Yeah. I'd do the job myself. I came back.
you're buddies with James Corden as well. I reckon you're going to end up on his carpool karaoke.
We're very close. No, we're very close. Well, the lovely Angela Bishop was over for the Emmys a number of weeks ago.
Yep.
And while she was doing an interview with him, he had asked her about who's the woman who hosts I'm a Celebrity. He'd seen the multi-cut of all my introductions from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, he said some very kind words and said, if ever you're in LA, please, please come and phone me. So I'm off at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, you should.
I've got my passport here. I'm ready to go. So yeah, no, it's a very. Ange sent me the DVD. The DVD. I'm going mad.
Ange the VHS.
Sent me the video of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Beta cam copy. I nearly had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because they said, "Will you come into Studio 10?" And I thought it was to discuss Blind Date. And the next minute, up comes the video. I was like, I don't really understand what's happening. What's happening? Like, what is going on? And then later that day, she sent me the video saying, you should watch this a couple of times. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it was super exciting.
That's cool. Will you call him when you go there?
You have to.
Yeah, what do you do though? Do you call?
No, you get your people. Like no. You got to get your people to call his people.
You may as well.
Oh my God, I got to get people.
You got to get people. Yeah, I'll be your people.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get people.
Yeah.
People totally just do it. It's the best.
You're like, I know it's you putting on a voice, Julia. I can tell.
I'm James Cole.
Blind Date premiere 7:30 tonight on 10. Always a pleasure, Julia Morris. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can we pretend that Stav falling from an aeroplane is like a shooting star? Yeah, he's throwing out the cash right now. The cash right now.
We just did the same dance, but we didn't even plan
that. I was about to say, have you guys been rehearsing?
No, I swear we never even spoke about it. Sorry, we just did a cash giveaway dance.
Okay.
You'll be able to see that.
You are on fire, girlfriend.
Oh my God, so in sync. You'll be able to see that on Instagram for sure. Stav Davidson has a skydive that we booked for him because it's always been his dream to skydive. It didn't happen at our Could Have Been Legends of Origin because of air traffic control. So we thought we're going to do it. It's already been paid for, but this time we are going to get him to throw $10,000 cash out as he jumps out of the plane, and we are going to shower this beautiful city in sweet, sweet moolah.
You guys see the news over the weekend?
I did.
Oh, you
and
did?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
What did something happen again? To cash?
No,
and to
14,000 feet.
What happened?
No shoot.
The shoot failed.
And are they okay?
No.
So where was this?
Adelaide.
Come on, was it really?
Yeah.
He's not lying.
I thought it was overseas. Different.
But I want to say something here.
Oh, come on.
When I read that, look, I want you to want to do this.
Right.
So we don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. And I don't want to keep talking about the possible bad outcome because I believe we'll be bringing it on ourselves. Our boss said before the footy game, I hope Maddie doesn't break his ankle. And I broke my ankle. So
speak now or forever hold your peace.
Which we did say on Friday.
We did. And we're going back and repeating it.
That was before the weekend.
Okay, so what do you not want to do it?
No, I'll do it.
Do you want to do it?
I will do it, but I think I should be able to bring up, like, my concerns.
No, because you always think it's funny. It's like when you always bring up your dad all the time. It's not funny.
My dad who's dead.
Yeah.
And now hanging out with my dad.
Yeah, so now it's happy.
You know how he died, right? A terrible parachute
accident. No, I don't.
I'm not laughing, Stav.
On the inside, a little bit you are.
A little.
Let's not make jokes, because it's too much bad juju. So I think we need to go. We're going to use the safest skydivers we know.
And yeah. You're doing tandem.
Yeah,
salt. Was salt. Can you tell him off again?
Hey, no more jokes. Let's make a pact as a family. We're not going to joke about it anymore because we don't. All right?
Pact.
Hands in.
Go.
I can't reach.
All right. Go family pact.
No more negative jokes around it. So, you're going to be dressed as Elvis, like we originally said.
Yes.
You're going to be throwing $10,000 cash out. But how do we do it?
Yeah.
My suggestion is, and feel free to add to this, 13, 10, 60.
Uh-huh.
I believe you should have two bum bags, all right?
Right.
One with five grand each.
Yeah.
One you open as you're falling, like halfway through.
Uh-huh.
And then another one just before you get down on the landing area, you open that one up.
So one's right. High altitude, one's a little bit low.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that. I wanted Velcro.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like as in, it's all each individual bill is stuck to him with little Velcro dots.
Yeah.
I think that
it's cash, man. I mean, still as Elvis. Well, 13, 10, 60. If you've got any way that you think this money should go. I mean, especially if you've been skydiving.
You've done it before.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone would. I mean, I feel if you're holding it in your hands, I reckon that would be hard to hold on to.
But wouldn't it be hard to get as you're flipping through the sky? Like no, move your hands?
I reckon the person that has like the pro skydiver would have to reach across.
Reach around
and do it.
We'll have to get a gentleman.
No, come on. You know what I mean.
The other option is, do you put the money in your mouth?
No, dirty.
No, that's
dirty. And he's got an overbite. It'll be hard to hold on to.
Wow.
And then you open your mouth at the point at which you get scared. out comes the money. No, the overbite would help.
Would it?
I think you get extra in.
Well, your teeth look really white. You should show them off.
13, hey, there's no negativity at all.
I wasn't being negative. He's got them beautifully whitened. I was a compliment.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can we pretend that Stab falling from an aeroplane is like a shooting star?
Yeah, he's throwing out the cash right now. The cash right now. Stab off. Jumping out of an aeroplane, skydiving down. $10,000 is what he's got. We took 5K out of our family account. 5K from Suzuki, Queensland. We love them. And he's going to let go of the money as you skydive. Oh, by the way, Abby's in the toilet at the moment.
Poor pregnant lady.
Pregnant wheeze.
Yes.
But what we need to know is how should Stav release said money? We haven't asked you yet how you would like to do it, considering you're the jumper.
You haven't asked me anything about anything, but that's fine. I'll do what I'm told. So we need a way to release the cash onto the good people of Brisbane, and we've got Dakota from the sunny coast. How do you think I should release the money?
So when you jump out of the plane, when you pull your chute, all the money, when you deployed, all the money flies out of your chute.
Oh,
so when they pack the chute, they pack the money in with it.
Yeah.
If we could do that, that's actually a brilliant idea.
It sounds a smidge dangerous for me, Dakota.
Hey.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain, right, Dakota?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not your favourite. That's cool.
Lisa's on from Fitzgibbon, 13, 10, 60. How should Stav release this $10,000 over Brisbane?
Hey, guys, this is actually my 10-year-old son Kobe's idea.
Okay, thank you, Kobe.
He likes the money triggers that shoot out all the money.
Oh,
The money guns.
Yes.
And
in the rap videos?
Yes, that's it. And he thinks they should be strapped on, and much like the ripcord for your chute, have a little cord that you can pull because it's hard to manoeuvre when you're in the air.
Yeah.
And pull those and shoot that money out.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe even we could gaffer tape them to my hands.
Well, you could have them gaffer tape to your legs all the way down. It wouldn't really, because they're nice and secure. You won't lose the money until you pull the trigger.
Ooh.
How much cash does one money gun hold, though?
I couldn't tell you that, but I'm guessing quite a lot from those videos good, that you see.
Good cover, Lise.
Yep. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Jade in Fairfield, 131060. We are open to suggestions. How does the money get released?
It needs to be released like a giant cash tornado, like the one over Gympie last Thursday afternoon, just a giant cash tornado thrown out from the, as you're flying down.
So I need to jump into an active tornado, is that what you're saying?
No. So you just throw it. So as you're going down, the cash is going down with you, but it's kind of swirling around looking like a tornado.
Right.
So we need to recreate a tornado for Stav to skydive into. That may have an issue with the shoot, though, I reckon.
I love how... With everyone, and thank you, everyone, for your calls, but I love that my safety has not been paramount in their suggestions for the releasing.
Yeah, no, the skydive people will look after that.
Okay.
I don't mind the idea of packing the money into the chute. If we can do that and it's safe.
But yeah, but we could look into that.
Well, we'll look at it tomorrow. We'll talk to someone from the skydive joint tomorrow.
Okay.
See what they say.
Thank you, Jade.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I think we're a little bit spoiled here in Queensland with the weather. Because as soon as there was
beautiful
a weekend...
Perfect one day, beautiful the next?
Yes, that was the same.
Or the other way. Beautiful
one day. Beautiful
one day,
perfect the next. Yeah. But over the weekend, there was a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And I you know when you see the forecast, but you're just not really expecting it because you haven't experienced it? It's kind of like packing for somewhere hot when it's cold. You just can't imagine it being that hot.
Should I take a blazer? Just one sweater? Nah, you'll be right. It's Thailand.
But my boys can't handle being inside for that long. And I think that's the same with any kids. Yeah. You just like, because they're such outdoor play. We're like, just go out, just run around, do something. I don't know. But on the weekend, it was just inside. And they were just going a little bit crazy.
Yep.
And yesterday, we decided that we were going to do a bit of shopping, which I understand is boring for kids. Going rug shopping, it's not that interesting.
Mm.
But they made their own fun. They did like hide and seek throughout the place. Then we went over to Baby Bunting's at Kapalapa. I've never seen two kids like worse behaved. You know when you just go, oh my God, like worse than when we were at the Leagues Club.
At the Leagues Club when someone actually like, wrote in and complained about
it. Submit them. The complaints. And there was a sale on, so it was packed and they decided to play brandy with the ball that they found.
In the store. Okay.
I have no idea what they were playing up with the theme park of fun that you took them to.
We took him to the dump earlier that morning. We're not bad parents.
You are spoiling your children.
I know.
Why are my kids playing up in Baby Bunting? They should be loving it.
They should learn respect. So we're in there and they're playing brandy with these balls and I've taken them off and I've held their hand. Like, you know, we're like, oh, Mum just wants to hold your hand. So
the finger's blue.
So then, Scotty, we got back in the car and I agree with it. Scotty's like, you know what? The behaviour's so bad. We're actually banning iPads. And I was like, totally agree with that. Like, all electronic stuff is banned.
I disagree. You know my saying?
No, but...
Banning kids from the iPad is only punishing yourself.
Yeah. And then we get home and Finn walks up to the TV and turns the TV off. And Scotty goes, nah.
He turns it on.
Turns it on, sorry. Yeah, right. And he goes, no, you've done wrong. So he turned it off at the power and took the remote. And I was like, fair enough. So they're banned from anything, TV, computer games, anything. And then Scott goes, all right, I'm out. And I was like, what? And then before I know it, he's left. I was like, so what just happened? And then I gave a call.
Classic stitch up.
I was like, what man just goes, hey, no TV, no electronic stuff.
Yeah.
I got to go and it's raining outside. Have fun.
Every man.
Oh, you must be kidding me.
My wife kind of did the same thing but reverse. So she had to go out and it was raining on Sunday. And then she started going, oh, you guys could do, looking on the computer, you guys could do this. You could go here. This needs to be done. And I'm like, shut up. I don't do any of those things.
Well, I bagged a cake for 2 hours, and that's pretty interesting.
That's
you know, when they fight over who's going to do what, anything, like that's cool. And then I was trying to put the cake in the oven, and I turned around, and they're wrestling. So I was like, all right, and it's just like full pillow fights. Turn around, I'm like, why are you guys naked? What is with... Like, I turned around, all of a sudden they've just got their clothes off, which they had like jumpers on.
Were they on the Rumbos, were they?
And they were wrestling.
Into the Black Rats.
What is with guys where you just feel all of a sudden you got to get naked and wrestle?
It's primal.
Why?
Why? Well, because clothes can be used against you. They can pull your shirt up over your head and then you can't move your arms.
You know what other thing could be used against you? Because that's what they kept grabbing.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Why?
They couldn't watch Star Wars, so they thought they'd reenact it.
Ghostbusters crossing the stream.
It was like just 4 hours of just hell of just them thing.
Where did your partner go?
Well, then that's what happened. Scott came back in. Yeah. I was like, Where are you? Did you just ban everything and leave for 4 hours? He goes, sweetheart, you're going to have to learn from the master. I was like, what do you mean the master? He goes, well, you'll be all right. Did you go all right? It's awful.
See, my wife would have, if I said that to her, she would have then left and come back a fortnight later. Gone, how'd you go? How were things? What was going on?
She'd have left and come back with Fortnite. That shuts him up for hours. Where did he go?
No one knows.
I don't know. No, you know what he did? He put on his steel cap shoes and his work clothes.
Yeah.
And he probably just went to the pub and just pretended. I don't know.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Now it is time to wrap up the show and reflect on what's been a brilliant day.
Chatted to a midwife the other day and they said that it's really important to count baby's kicks.
Ah, yes.
Yes, it's a new thing that they do. Like, don't, you know, if you're in doubt, just go to the hospital.
I only kicked Rory like 5 times.
When you're pregnant. And on Friday to Sunday morning, I just couldn't feel anything. I had like a whole jelly beans, had lemonade, and just not really much. So I thought I should go to the hospital, get it checked, sat in the waiting room, waiting for my name to call, and then all of a sudden, kick, 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 kick. I was like, oh, you must be kidding me. So I went up to the lady. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I felt, and she goes, no, we've got to get it checked now.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've never seen a baby so active on a monitor before the whole time. I'm like, I'm sorry. I promise. Over the weekend, there was nothing. So thanks. But no thanks.
But good.
Yes, very good. Very good.
You know when you have been telling someone something's great for so long? They're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever, idiot. You know nothing. You're an idiot.
Is this like you used to say how good Audi was and we never listened and now we're on board?
I wasn't going to say that, but since you brought that up, then let's talk about that. Just so you know what? You don't have to listen to everything I say. But I'm right quite often.
Mm-hmm. You tell us.
No, I mean, you brought that up. Mm, they're your words.
Give us another example.
Not mine. I don't know. There was some guy who went on a reality show or something, and I think I can't really remember what happened. What happened with it. But anyway, thanks. But no thanks.
Hey there. Time. You're a fickle mistress, aren't you? Sometimes if you're having fun, poof, you just fly right by. Where did that time go? I was really enjoying myself. Sometimes, take for instance, a rainy weekend. You're at home with your kid. You do a menagerie of tasks. A little craft, some snakes and ladders, puddles in the rain. She played a little bit of Spider-Man on the PlayStation. She was very good. Maybe do some painting. Maybe do some Play-Doh. Maybe do some clean your room time. Then you look at the clock and you think, that must have taken up 12 hours? 40 minutes has elapsed. And you still have an expanse of a day to fill with God knows what.
Just go and kick a room up again.
Yeah.
Unmake the bed, knock everything out of the cupboard. More clean time.
So thanks, time. But no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, that is the end of the podcast. You may have a question from the beginning of the podcast, or you may have forgotten, or you may have not even realised, but Stav made quite the sound. Make that sound again with that thing you do.
Okay, hang on.
And this is a new... I mean, you might have been doing it for a while, but you've only just started doing it in front of me. Now, he's not cracking his knuckles.
I've been doing this since 1992.
What are you doing?
I am eating sunflower seeds, like a parrot.
Oh, I don't know if I can tell that story.
What?
No, my niece won't listen to the podcast.
Did a parrot die?
No, not a parrot. She had a budgie.
Mm.
My little niece, 10,
had
her own bird. It was just her pet.
Yeah.
She loved it. Was very, very good with it. Cleaned the cage all the time. Like, you know when kids get pets and then it wears off after a month?
Yeah, no.
Not her. She loved this. Right. She used to bathe it and everything.
Yes.
It died last week because apparently she was in charge of looking after it, doing a great job.
Yeah.
She thought that the seed was full.
Uh-huh.
So the bird seed in the little containers that you put in, but it had actually eaten all the seed and it was
just the shells.
All the shells. And apparently budgies, if they don't eat for like 24 hours, they can die.
Wow.
And so the budgies died.
Yep.
And her parents are obviously not going to say, hey, something that you did.
No.
Like, well, not she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But now they're in a bit of a pickle where they're like, what do we say happened?
Hmm.
Like, do we say that, like, you have to lie
yeah.
to be kind, but yeah. then what kind of lie do you tell that's going to be nicer than...
You starved the budgie to death.
Yeah. Like, you can't say it had a heart attack or anything like that, or...
Couldn't you? Could it have choked on a seed? Could it have...
Nah, you can't say that, because she changes the seed, she'll take... She's already distraught, the poor little darling.
Well, then, is she asking how
it... Yeah. Okay. See, she's old enough to be...
Yeah, that's
the thing, but how? Why?
Yeah. Just... Died of a broken heart.
Because she didn't love it enough? See, you can't.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a pickle. That is a pickle.
My suggestion was budgies all look pretty similar. Could you not have replaced it? But she found it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Maybe you just, when it's your time kind of deal. You know, like grandma, remember?
Yeah. We didn't realize how old the budgie was when we bought it.
Remember when we put you in charge of feeding grandma? that's a tough one.
It is.
See, I've got the opposite with my little serial killer. We told her that when our cats pass away, we'll get a dog. And now she wants to kill the cats. We can't leave her alone with the cats.
Well, I'm sure she'll, you know, be all right. She wouldn't actually hurt the cat.
No. No, she's, no. But, she, well, no.
No, of course
not. No, because we keep an eye on her.
All right, we're going to go. See ya.
Bye. Stand up,
on Hit 105.